You are witnesses of these things. We as human beings have an innate desire for social gatherings. We want to be together with other people. And when we do so, we often experience what's known as a collective assembly. This, when we gather, we have some collective experience. We yearn to have an experience not just as an individual, but also as groups. For example, today, each of these boys and girls are making their first communion, but they're also making their communion together. So while it's an individual experience, it's also a collective experience, and of which all of us are witnesses to. And it comes to mind, in our mind, is when we made our first communion. Where were we? What did we do? And we connect to these events that have significance. This collective assembly is an important component of human life, an essential component of Christian life together. Let me give it by example of what I mean by this. So, Brené Brown is a sociologist. She's written on lots of different books, but in her book, Braving the Wilderness, she brings up this one particular example of this collective assembly. She talked about how she was attending watching a movie in the theater with her daughters, the Harry Potter movie called Harry Potter and the Half Prince, or the Prince Demon. So, boys and girls, you ever watch Harry Potter? Do you guys know Harry Potter? Good, okay, so it's going to work for you guys. Sorry, guys. No, sorry, I'm not. I have another backup homily. Don't worry, it's okay. No, so, it's not really important. You know, the story, Harry Potter is a would-be wizard, and his mentor, professor, and sort of protector is Dumbledore. And Dumbledore in this movie, spoiler alert, spoiler for you, but he dies in this movie. So he dies in this movie, and Harry Potter is there at this moment of his dying, and he's put his hand on his chest as he's dead, and he's weeping, and he's crying, and all around him, all the other students are crying, and Dumbledore's best friend, Professor McGonagall, is also crying, but she takes her wand. And now, at this point, now the sky has turned black with the image of Voldemort. Voldemort is the one who actually killed him. So he's in the sky, and the dark is dark. Sky is darkness is having its moment. And Professor McGonagall takes her wand and lights it straight up to the sky. And there's just one beam of light heading to the sky. And then each one by one, each one of the other students and professors take their wand and does likewise. And there's this light of constellation coming from all the different students and professor, and then the cloud disappears, is basically taken over by the light. Now here's what is extraordinary at the moment, is Brené Brown is in the theater watching this, and she realizes that she looks at her two daughters, have their finger in the air like this, and she herself, as she's weeping, she has her finger in there, and she looks around, and almost all the 200 attendees all have their finger in the air doing the same thing as they cry that they've lost their hero. Now, here's what's extraordinary about this moment. We know Harry Potter is not real, and that's not what the point of this is. But what is very real is that we have this innate desire to overcome darkness. We want to be part of some collective that can overpower the darkness in our lives. And so therefore, we yearn to put our finger into the air to take away the darkness of others. And that is the collective assembly. That is the very reason we're here today. Because each one of you, in your own way, is saying, Lord, I want to be like you. And together, the power of being like Jesus is transformative. It literally takes away the darkness of the world. Because each one of us says, I want to be like you, Jesus. Then it actually happens. And together we become more powerful than any darkness in the world. That's what we do at Eucharist. You're doing it for the first time here today, boys and girls. And we're doing it for the umpteenth time. But together we do it. We don't just come to church alone and watch the priest do it and we do it alone. We do it together, and there is an incredible power in that collective. There is this sacramental sensation. The power of the sacrament comes alive. What we celebrate here each week is that we become what we receive. We don't just receive the body of Christ, we become the body of Christ. That's our promise. That's our amen. Our amen says that we promise to become what we receive. We will be the bread of Christ broken for others. That we will be the blood of Christ poured out for others. Now that sounds great, but how do we do that? That's really hard. Well, we do it in the simplest ways, boys and girls. We do it by being the light in the midst of other people's darkness. And what does that mean for you? When mom or dad are having a hard time, they come home and you can see in their face a little sadness, maybe a little bit broken down by their day at work. Did you go up and you give them a hug? And believe me, that will melt all their troubles of the day. You will be the light that dispels their darkness. Or when a boy or girl in school gets bullied, that you are the only one who will stand up for them and you say no. And you have the light in the midst of their darkness because you have chosen to be Christ for them. That's what it means to be the Christ broken for others. And we choose that every day. Or when you see that homeless person and you don't just look away, but you look into their eyes and smile. If that's all you can do, smile at them. Say hello. That may be all you can do, but you treat them like a human being. And in the midst of their darkness, you are that only ray of light that breaks through. That is our role. Now, I want to be honest, boys and girls. That is so hard a work to do that we come back here every single week to get strength. Not just from the strength of the body of Christ here and the blood of Christ, but also from everyone else who gathers here. Because we need to feel the collective assembly, to feel the power of all these people gathered, trying to be Christ, trying to be the light in the midst of this darkened world. That's what the disciples said that they were witnesses to, and that's what Jesus wants us to be witnesses to. What it says in today's first or second reading from the first letter of John, that we are called to be the love in this world, that's what we're called to be. We're called to be obedient to the commandments, but the commandment simply says, love one another. Boys, it is as simple as that, and it is as difficult as that. That every day of every week, we have a choice. Do we want to be the light in the world, or are we going to let the darkness overcome us? What we say today, what you are saying today, by your presence here and desire to be part of us in this communion, is today, no. I choose to be the light of Christ. Lord, I want to be like you. We are witnesses to that today. You and I promise to be Christ to all.